This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now, I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
District Attorney John Flynn. John, good morning.
Good morning, Joe. How are you?
Doing well this morning. John, where do you stand right now when it comes to the reformed bail here in New York State?
Well, the legislature and the governor made some changes in April that I applauded, quite frankly. They recognized that the original law that they passed back in 2020, went too far, I think. And so they pulled back a little bit, and they implemented some things that I thought was helpful. For the first time in New York State, we now have the ability, judges mainly, have the ability to factor in whether or not the accused is going to commit serious harm to others. Now, there's a debate going on back and forth now about whether serious harm is far enough. Some people want to have a dangerousness standard, which can be interpreted more broadly than serious harm. But I think serious harm was a start. I personally would like to see a dangerousness standard in there, because I think that does encompass more individuals and can, put people, or keep people behind bars who are going to do a danger to society. So I think that there needs to be more changes. I applaud the changes that were made this past April, but I think we need to go further.
Are you noticing people still getting out easier than they did pre-reform? And what are some examples that we may have seen locally?
Absolutely. The biggest area that I'm seeing individuals getting out are on gun cases. As we all know, over the course of the past 2 years here, we've seen a dramatic increase in the rise in violent crime, particularly gun-related violent crime. And what I have seen since 2020, when the bail reform was enacted, is more and more individuals are getting out on gun possession charges. Now, to be fair, those who are charged with homicides and those who are charged with shootings, they are being kept in custody. It's the individuals who are getting caught for simple gun possession cases that I am now seeing getting out easier and easier. And, listen here, obviously they haven't been charged with, shooting the weapon or hurting someone, but individuals who carry weapons, obviously, in my opinion, especially illegally, have the ability to use those weapons. I mean, what's the point of illegally carrying a gun around for if you're not going to use it? So I think that, the individual who gets caught with the simple gun possession, that person needs to be looked at very carefully, and bail needs to be set a lot higher than I'm seeing over the course of the past 2 years.
Are we seeing anything for repeat offenders? So say someone gets out with a gun charge and now is booked again on that same charge. Is there anything in the law that it's now the bail can be raised higher because they're a repeat offender before even showing up to court?
Well, they can be held now. I mean, so, in the changes that were made this past April, it did make it easier on judges and on me to argue for an individual who was previously arrested on a crime. They were let out on that original crime, and then they committed a second crime while that first one is still pending. So the new enactments in April made it a little bit easier for us to now put bail on that second person, on that second offense. Basically we can go back to the first offense and put bail on that first offense. But, you know, I'm still seeing individuals, though, getting out. And I'm all one area, Joe, that hasn't been changed is the individual who doesn't come to court. We have seen in the course of the past 2 years, individuals who don't come to court just, keep getting second, third, fourth, fifth chances, are not showing up. And then it's just a waste of everyone's time, taxpayer dollars, having to track these people down to get them to come back to the court. Nothing's been done about that in the course of the past 2 years. And I would definitely like to see something on that as well.
So if someone doesn't show up to court, they got out of holding pretty easily. They don't show up to court. Can you then hold them until they do have a hearing, or can they just go along? And as you said, you didn't come this date, so come this next time. Or is there a way that, hey, you missed court, you're going to sit in jail until you have your hearing?
They automatically get a second chance, Joe. So, if someone gets arrested, say, tomorrow on August 1st, their next court date is, say, August 15th. They don't show up. Automatically on August 15th, the judge is going to give them a second chance to come back to court. Now the judge now adjourns it to, say, August 20th. August 20th comes now. They don't come back to court. Now they've missed twice now. I can make an argument at that point, judge, the defendant now has missed court twice now, and I can ask for a warrant to be issued for that person. But, Joe, to be honest with you, I'm not seeing it done. The defense lawyer is going to say, judge, I've talked to my client. He had a transportation problem here. He had a medical appointment here. But listen here, Joe, which I understand, and I'm not trying to be a jerk here, okay? I understand things happen. People have problems getting rides. People have, medical appointments come up and things come up. But, after three or four times, I'm not going to listen to BS anymore, quite frankly, all right? And after three or four times, I'm asking for bench warrants, but it's up to the judge. And if the judge wants to listen to their song and dance from the defense lawyer, a lot of times they do that. But sometimes I do get the bench warrant. But what we need, though, is that we need to have much more stricter guidelines, I think, put in the system where we can hold people accountable. Again, be flexible, realize people have transportation problems and medical appointments that come up and people get sick and they test positive for COVID. I understand all that, but we definitely need more, I think, guidelines in the system written in to hold people accountable.
How does that differ from before the bail reform of 2020? How many court cases would you say were missed then compared to now? Are you seeing, is it a lot more, 50% more than was before the bail reform?
Well, people were still missing court before bail reform. There's no doubt about that. But what happened, though, before bail reform, if they didn't come to court on the first time, we were asking for a bench warrant. Again, unless a lawyer for the person came in or a family member came in and said, hey, the guy or girl got sent to the hospital, or the lawyer came in and said, hey, I just talked to my client and they had a transportation problem. Judge, can I get an adjournment for another week? And in that case, obviously, you know, I told my lawyers, be reasonable, be flexible. But if someone just didn't show up with no excuse, no one called in, no text in, we were asking for a bench warrant after that first no-show. And we were getting a 9 out of 10 times. So that's a main difference. People were still missing court before bail reform, but our ability to ask for a bench warrant and to get that person brought back into court and then held until their next court appearance was much easier pre-bail reform.
I want your reaction to this. We had Majority Leader Crystal Peoples Stokes on at 10:30, and I asked her about bail reform, and she pointed to the charges from the DA's office. Now, she pointed to an example in Monroe County saying that the individual was not charged properly. Do you see that as a problem? Maybe not here in Erie County, but throughout New York State. Does she have a point there?
I'm not aware of that, Joe. I don't know what case she's referring to in Monroe County, so I don't have the facts, of that case. I can tell you, though, here in Erie County, we are not seeing that. I mean, if a law enforcement agency, files the wrong charge, my office is going to get that file the next morning, the next day, and we're going to see the facts of what happened, and we're going to be able to go in and, re-amend or refile the charges and then, potentially ask for bail if appropriate. But again, our law enforcement agencies here in Erie County are top notch, and they don't mess up the charges, that much. I mean, obviously everyone makes mistakes. My office makes mistakes, for God's sake. We all make mistakes, but I see that very rarely. And in 2 years, it has never come to my attention that an individual was charged on a non-qualifying offense. It was a mistake, and it should have been a qualifying offense, and then we had to go back and fix it. It may have happened, Joe, but it hasn't been brought to my attention.
Do you plan, you are with other district attorneys throughout New York State, to make another push in Albany looking at these again? As you said, in April, there some of these were it was changed for the better, but still a lot of work to do. Do you see yourself going to Albany to say, hey, this needs to be looked at again? Pushing for it with examples of what's going on here in Erie County.
Absolutely. We've done it every year. We did it in 2021. We did it in 2022, and we'll do it in 2023. Absolutely. I have the benefit of being the president-elect of our state DA association. So I'm in Albany a lot. I'll be in Albany a lot this winter, asking for changes. And again, a lot of people on the who made these laws back in 2020. Just look at me and others in law enforcement as being kind of Wendy Weiners, all right? I'm not being a Wendy Weiner. I'm not, and I don't want to blow the whole system up either. I'm not asking for that. And those who say that are just saying that as a red herring, all right? It's just not true. It's factually inaccurate. I have never advocated for the blow up of the entire bail reform system. I've only asked for some changes, some minor tweaks, to make it better and to make Erie County and New York State safer. That's all I care about. And so I'm going to go back in April, next April and before then, and ask for some tweaks, ask for some changes. And those on the other side who want to paint me as someone who want to blow the whole system up, I'm not going to stand for that. I'm going to get back in their face and tell them, you know what, you're wrong. Don't say that about me because it's not true. And I'm going to fight back. And make changes that we need in Erie County and New York State to make our citizens safer.
John, you mentioned you're the president of the National District Attorneys Association. You were voted that last year, and you took the gavel on July 18th. Is that correct?
That's correct. Yes, that's correct. And my very first, I'm actually sitting here in the Detroit airport waiting for a connection flight here. My very first a speech, an event as a president. I'm going down to Houston for the National Black Prosecutors Association to give them a speech and speak to them. It's a great honor, and not only for me is it an honor, but it's a great honor for Erie County and New York State, quite frankly, to have one of our own in New York State and our own Erie County DA as the president of the National District Attorneys Association. And so I'm very proud of that. And quite frankly, Erie County should be proud of that, too.
I agree. My final question, you know, now that you're going to Houston, you've been talking with other DAs. Do you see these issues that we're having in New York State happening in other or hear them happening in any other state?
Well, New York State was the first one to enact like the significant bail reform legislation. There are other states now out there that are thinking about enacting some of the rules and regulations that we did. And so I am educating other DAs across the country in those states that, you know, hey, here are the pitfalls. Here are the problems that were created in our state. And again, the main problem is that, you know, you have to, I tell these DAs across the country, you have to do what you can to get a seat at the table. Because that's the biggest thing that happened here, Joe, in New York State, is that district attorneys and law enforcement did not get a seat at the table back in 2019 when this law was enacted. The reality is that the criminal defense bar and the social justice advocates, they took up all the seats at the table. We were sitting at the kiddie table on Thanksgiving and had no say at all. And that's what I implore upon DAs across the country is that, hey, if your state is enacting bail reform, you need to do what you can to get a seat at the table, because we didn't do a good enough job in that. And that's a lesson that needs to be learned here.
District Attorney John Flynn, always a pleasure chatting with you. Safe travels to Houston, and we'll talk soon.
Thanks, Joe. Have a good day, buddy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.